We are.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where multitasking is the order of the day. List while you listen. Join us on the chat board. Bring home the bacon. Pick up the kids and still call into the show. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia. I can't do that guy's voice. Why am I even trying? The leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. If you've been on Facebook lately, you've probably seen the photos of some eBay sellers kicking up their heels in exotic ports of call while learning to better their business on eBay. This was the first of what may be annual Seabay cruise, and it has docked, and one of the cruisees, Jean-Charles Campagnon, owner of Kiwi Apps, is here to tell us all about the trip. He's known on eBay as Jesse Does. Well, Jesse D-U-S. Right. So, Jean-Charles, what was the Seabay cruise? How was it like?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Well, we had a lot of fun and a lot of knowledge was transferred. It was great to be stuck on a boat with some people that were giving you the presentation, because you could actually, you know, go with them and mingle with them, and they couldn't go and hide, you know, in places. So you could really corner anybody or just, you know, sit down at lunch and get information. And we all got a lot of very good information.
But within reason, of course. You didn't follow people like into their cabins or the bathrooms and ask them questions.
Yes, he did.
No, of course. But, you know, being on the ship,
starting gossip,
you kind of like go, you go to your own business, and then you cross those people that were at the conference continuously just by doing some other things. And then you end up being at, you know, playing with them at karaoke or, you know, doing stuff like that pretty much all the time. So even though the presentations, you know, were just 2 days, the days that we had at Seas, you end up talking about those presentations and all kind of other things pretty much 24/7.
So, Jean-Charles, do you do karaoke? And if so, do you do it in English or French?
No, I do not do karaoke, because the last time I did karaoke, they actually had snow in the Caribbean. So I try to avoid that.
So you think you caused it?
Hell freezes over behind the ship,
yes,
as he sings.
So right. Where did you travel to on the cruise?
So we went to Cozumel, Mexico, and then Progreso, and then back to New Orleans. And it was nice because when we came back to New Orleans, it was 2 days from the first Mardi Gras parade. So we actually stayed there another 2 days to enjoy the Mardi Gras parade.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, yeah, that was good timing.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. And, you know, I live in Minnesota, so pretty much anything south of the border is a very great destination. We had great weather over there. The ship was great. And like I said, it was kind of, you know, plus we didn't have any cell phone at Seas. So it was better to actually mingle with people and actually get to connect and talk to them rather than being, you know, typing on your phone or Facebooking something. We actually had conversations, which was great.
Did you have Wi-Fi on the boat?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
There was Wi-Fi, but it's very expensive. I think it was like $5 a minute or something like that. So nobody had Wi-Fi.
Oy vey. Okay.
Yikes. So what kind of workshops and seminars did they have on the Seabay cruise?
So I did a workshop on explaining people what I called an SEO for Cassini and search engine, which is basically teaching people how to write good title, good descriptions, you know, adding item specifics, all of those things that search engine wants you to do, and little tips and tricks that I picked up there and other places. We also had John Lawson that gave us a great presentation on marketing, on social marketing. And we also did a powwow with John Lawson, where pretty much everybody would just ask questions, you know, or subject they wanted to, and we got great tips from him. We also had a presentation on eBay Mobile and how to use a few of the things. We had a great presentation from GoDaddy Bookkeeping upright as well. So it was really, you know, we got a little bit of every subject.
But did you have fun?
Yes.
Of course he had fun.
We had a lot of fun. But we worked at the same time without, you know how eBay sellers, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're working all the time and you're never working. So it's kind of like, you know, you're having fun, you're at karaoke, and then you're picking up a tip from somebody else or on how to do drop shipping or things like that. So it was really working fun all the time.
So I'm assuming everyone who went on the cruise probably put their stores on vacation then, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that was a real good divorcing yourself from work for a short period of time. That's a smart idea.
And it was actually, you know, kind of stressful. When we got in Cozumel, I had some international, you know, roaming, but I turned my phone back on and I was kind of like relieved to see that the world had not blown up. None of my server went off. You know, I didn't have any emergencies or anything.
So you mentioned some of the speakers. Can you give us a roster of all the people that actually presented?
So there were Jared from Outright, John Lawson, Kim Everett, myself, Kat Simpson, and Stephanie Inge. And I think that's it. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anybody.
And it wasn't that expensive, Griff.
How much?
No,
it started at $385 per person.
Oh, that's cheap.
That is very cheap.
Yeah.
And you
can
go up from there if you want an outside cabin or something. But
right, exactly. And if you think about it, you know, that includes on the boat, beside drinks, pretty much everything is included. You know, your dinner is included. Everything is included beside the boat, beside the drinks and the offshore excursions.
So the food is all included?
Yes. And you can go have pizza at 2 in the morning if you want.
Is there a casino on the boat?
Yes, there's a casino as well. I'm not much of a gambler, so I couldn't tell you much about it. But there's a big room with a slots machine and games, poker, craps.
You know, Griff, this is making more and more sense as he talks. It sounds like a blast. No,
what
really.
What are you going to do, abandon Las Vegas
and
for the
I
ocean?
Like the idea of getting away from it all. No, I think they have a great thing going here.
Well, that's an interesting, that would be my next question. Is this going to be something they do every year?
Yes, we're actually, everybody on the cruise, we're very excited about it. So we all try to pitch in, you know, including myself calling in today to try to get everybody to sign up for next year and to come enjoy with us.
So where would they go to sign up for next year? Is it going to be next February again?
I am not sure. I'm not one of the organizers. So what I would do is I would go to the Facebook group, the Seabay Cruise Facebook group. If you can't find it, then just look for the Kiwi App website and then just ask one of us. We'll add you to the group.
So it says here, okay, so you book your rooms and the food and drink is included. Fine dining in the dining room includes lobster and steak served on every cruise. And they have a lot of casual dining, like 24-hour pizzeria and all that stuff. They have a sushi bar, Griff. You and I would love that.
Yes.
Onboard activities, they have something they called Serenity, adult-only retreat on select ships. They have bars, they have stage shows, they have live music. It's a blast. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you learned, what's the most valuable thing you learned on the cruise?
The most valuable thing, I think for me, was the powwow that we did at the end with John Lawson. Where basically, you know, even though I've been a veteran and, you know, I've been selling for a while, there's always that little website that you didn't know of that somebody else is using. There's always that little trick that you forgot about. And so the power with John kind of like made me try to rethink some of the things that I do. That I take for granted. So it was very valuable. I don't think there's any conference that I've been to, you know, it being eBay Radio or eBay On Location or the Seabay Cruise or anything where I haven't learned anything. There's always something to be learned.
I always felt, I went to a lot of seminars during the 70s and 80s like we all did, And I even facilitated a lot of them. And I always felt if I learned one good thing that helped me toward my success, that it was worth the afternoon or the day spent or whatever. So, well, gee, so what is Kiwi up to this year? Any new apps? What's going on?
Yes, so this year we're going to be trying to do 12 new apps throughout the year. So we have a new application coming up in mid-March that's going to be called Key Phoenix. And what Key Phoenix does is it switches the out-of-stock control bit on your listing. So what the out-of-stock control bit is, to not be too technical, is basically it changes the behavior of your item when it goes to a quantity of zero. The default behavior at eBay is for your item to end. When you're out of quantity, it goes to zero, and then your item ends. Well, that can be changed to basically being hidden. So let's say you have you have this item that you can keep selling over and over. So you could put that you have a quantity of 10 of this item. You sell 10, and then you ask your supplier to send you some more. But instead of having to relist the item and losing all of the links, all of the marketing that you've done for this item, all of the history, and doing a relist, this item would actually just hide.
Wow.
Nobody would be able to buy it. I post a link to one of my test items on the chat forum.
Okay, there's our music, John Charles.
John Charles, always a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Oh, come on. Don't be shy. Dial us now at 888-723-4630. And we'll take your call right here on eBay Radio.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.